AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris laid out a sweeping set of economic proposals in battleground state North Carolina. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The bills add up.
Harris's remarks focused on lowering taxes and costs for American families.
Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
She wants to offer $25,000 in down payment help for some first-time home buyers, expand the child tax credit, and called for a federal ban on price gouging by food producers and grocers.
I will go after the bad actors.
Donald Trump had already targeted that idea yesterday, saying Harris wants price controls.
Something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union.
Harris offered stark contrast to Trump's own economic proposals, saying his call for steep tariffs on foreign goods amounts to a Trump tax on everyday products and basic needs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A spokesman for the Trump campaign called Harris's plans representative of a socialist and authoritarian model. President Biden says he doesn't want to jinx it, but negotiators are close to a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas.
We may have something, but we're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago. So keep your fingers crossed.
Talks continue Monday in Cairo. An official tells the AP mediators are preparing for implementation of the deal before a final agreement is set. A white woman in Florida was convicted of manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a black neighbor over an ongoing dispute about children playing loudly outside her home. A Missouri woman has been arrested on charges she orchestrated a brazen scheme to defraud Elvis Presley's family by trying to auction off his Graceland mansion. Stocks finished the day higher, the Dow up 96 points. This is AP News. Police in New Zealand are trying to retrieve chunks of methamphetamine wrapped up as candy and unknowingly distributed through a food bank. More from the AP's Karen Chamas.
Police in New Zealand have so far accounted for over 36 chunks of methamphetamine enclosed in candy wrappers that were distributed unknowingly by an Auckland food bank. The authorities were in the process of collecting 24 more of the contaminated sweets from members of the public, bringing the total to over 36. New Zealand police say they do not know how many more chunks were circulating. No one has been seriously harmed by the sweets. I'm Karen Chamas.
In northern Japan, thousands of people were ordered to evacuate because of risks of flooding and mudslides from a powerful typhoon approaching in the Pacific. Flights and trains in the Tokyo area have been canceled. Warnings were issued for strong winds and heavy rain from the typhoon. The storm is not expected to make landfall. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.